As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's the latest on the crew?
Deep in the air, left field, way back there. And that is out of here.
Let's find out now as Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports joins Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios. Powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
Let's get to him. Andrew Wagner joins us now. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. How are we doing today, Mr. Wagner?
Two things, Stephen. Hello.
Hi.
Number one, hearing you talk about children makes me glad that I have no kids that I know about as of yet, knock on wood.
Charlie agrees with you. That's the same thing he tells me, yeah.
And number two, was it last week we were talking about old man moments?
Correct,
yes.
Yeah, well, I got a new one today. So today is opening day of softball season.
Oh.
So I was getting my trusty glove. I call her affectionately the Bee.
Wait, you play softball?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even envision what that would look like. Okay.
Mainly I just drink and talk smack to the opponent.
But that's softball. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm oiling up, cleaning the glove, relacing her today, and I had this startling conclusion that I got this glove in 2001 when I was at UW Oshkosh working with the baseball team. And my glove, I've had this glove longer than some of my teammates have been alive.
Your glove is the same age as me.
But why aren't you on a 40 and over league? Why are you trying to play with young guys for?
It's just dumb, drunk West Dallas bar softball. It's a bunch of people that Kevin Holden put together.
Oh, that team. Okay, I got you. All right.
Yeah. Then the second part of the realization was, as I went out to get beer for tonight, I have been of drinking age longer than the 21-year-olds on my team have been alive. And I'm like, you know what? Just put me in the damn old folks' home. I'm done. I'm going to start eating dinner at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
Getting up at 5 a.m., being in bed by 6. Yeah.
Hey, man, I lived in West Dallas for a number of years, and right there at McCarty Park, they do have senior softball on weekday mornings that you can get in on and play on. Like, there's 60 and over leagues, 70 and over leagues, I think, over there in West Dallas, or at least there used to be. We were just at McCarty Park last couple of weeks for a baseball practice for my kids, so very familiar with that. You know, the other thing about this, and I'm trying to, how do I put this to you? I got to be careful here how I word this. But,
oh, this should be good.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, I'm just trying to figure this all out. So, like, what position do you play? Catcher,
right field. See some time at first and second. I'm versatile, man.
Second. You're athletic enough to pull off second base.
I'm athletic. I'm a runner. My greatest speed, because I can't hit for crap, is I'll just let these old dudes throw. And then there's a guy that plays for one bar. I'm not going to name him, but he's about 117 years old and wears, like, the weird hockey helmet out there. And gets, his entire life and his team's entire life is this Thursday and Tuesday night softball league. But he gets livid with me because I will just stand in the box with my bat in his shoulder. Swing! I'm like, throw a strike and I'll swing, homie. I'll take my walk. I'll get on base and I'll take off running. And you can ask Kevin. You can ask Kevin Holden next time you talk to him. My old gangly body went first to third more than anybody, probably in the history of old man West Dallas drunken softball.
All right. Just don't get hurt like Holden, because Holden got hurt and it was ugly. And I don't want you to get hurt, Mr. Wagner. That's all I'm saying. Just don't get hurt, buddy.
All right.
When you get older, man, things go quicker. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Learning about a softball career. I had no idea. All right, so let's talk about Craig Yoho. I've wanted Craig Yoho up since spring training. I was mad they didn't call him up. He makes his debut late night last night in San Francisco. Your thoughts?
I mean, he's a total bum. He was supposed to get three batters out on 9 pitches, all 3 strikeouts.
I agree.
Terrible. Send him back down.
That's what I was expecting myself. Yeah, that is true. And I was disappointed by what I saw at the end of the day. However, having said all of that, I like the idea that he's up here. Now, how long will they give him to be up here? That I'm not quite sure of. I'm hoping that the time they give him will be significant to let him kind of figure this out at this level. If you missed the game last night, Brewers lost 5-2. Yoho, 1 inning, 1 run, 1 earned, 1 walk, 1 strikeout in his 1 inning of work at that point. But overall, I was okay with it. He threw way well. I mean, they were calling it curveballs. I don't think it was a curve. I think it was a changeup.
It was a changeup. That dude, his changeup is absolutely filthy. I mean, it is probably at least on par with Devin Williams. It's sick. I mean, it is absolutely sick. And then on top of that, he's got a heater that checks in at 95, which makes it all the more devastating. I believe it was his third pitch. Jack Stern has been tutoring me on pitching. I think his third pitch is the cutter, or is it a slider? One of those two. So, like, he can baffle dudes. Like, he's got some skills. He's still got to hone down his command. He's still got to, you know, hone down sequencing, stuff like that. But he's got the stuff. Now it's a matter of putting it together. As for how long he's going to be up here, I mean, listen, he's going to be up here as long as he's productive. You know, they didn't bring him up here just to throw an inning and send him back down. He's up here because they need help in the bullpen. They need a fresh arm in the bullpen. They need a reliable arm in the bullpen. They've been playing two guys down, basically.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For, you know, about a week, and they needed help, and they got it. They're going to make another move later this week when Tobias Myers comes off the IL. And if I'm Brian Hudson, I am packing my bags, because I don't think they're sending Yoho out. I think if they take someone out of the bullpen, which is the most likely scenario, I think Brian Hudson is going to see some time in Nashville pretty soon.
That's funny, because I think if you would ask people on social media who should see their way out the door, I think Piamps would be the overwhelming favorite on that one. Now, he did get an out last night when he came in, but I'm just saying, like, social media wants Piamps gone. Quinn Priester, last night, 4 innings, 4 hits, couple of runs, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. Last night was really, I think, the first time where you really saw him struggle with command, especially there in the very first inning.
Yeah, and that's to be expected. He's still a young pitcher. He's still figuring it out. I mean, he was gangbusters his first couple times out there. I mean, it was awesome. And you knew something like this was coming. Now, that said, it still wasn't an absolute blow-up performance. You know, like, it wasn't great, but it wasn't end of the world, terrible, we got to send this guy down. Like, you still saw flashes of, hey, this guy still has it. He's still doing some of the same stuff he did in his first two outings. He just needs to do more of it. And you're going to have bumps and bruises like that when you're relying on a guy who's so young and so inexperienced.
Let's talk a little bit, Mr. Wagner, about this West Coast little jaunt to San Francisco, and then you get on a plane and you go to St. Louis after a four-game series at San Francisco. It's one thing to go to San Francisco and then go to wherever the Athletics are playing, or go to San Francisco and then play the Dodgers and then the Padres. It's completely different in my mind to take this road trip where you're in San Francisco and then fly back across the country to play St. Louis in a completely different time zone. Should there be more conversation about how difficult this is going to kind of be versus staying in the same time zone and just taking short flights from one city to the other?
I mean, it always is. Every year, there's always one or two fluke kind of travel things. Like, ideally, you'd go out west and you'd play San Francisco, you'd play L.A., you'd play the Padres all on one 10-game trip. It just doesn't work out like that sometimes. You know, there's 29 other teams that have scheduling needs and this and that, and sometimes you're going to get drawn the short stick. Listen, I there's one thing in the world that drives me nuts when I hear people complain about in pro sports, and that's travel. Like, dudes, I am 6'5", and I got wedged into an aisle seat on my flight to spring training. You want to talk about travel problems? Try flying like that. These guys are flying first class, like, better than Midwest Express. Travel schmavel, man. Just, like, go out and play ball.
What do you make of the torpedo bat that Christian Yelich is using?
I mean, if it works, it works. Like, it doesn't really faze me one way or the other. I mean, it makes, like, not that I'm a science geek or anything, but, like, it makes sense. Put more mass where you're most likely to hit the ball and do the most damage. Like, why nobody thought of this until 2025 is mind-boggling to me. I mean, it's going to be a feel thing. Like, some guys are going to like it. Some guys aren't. Some guys are going to have success with it. Some guys aren't. If it works for Yelich, hey, so be it. I mean, baseball, we know these dudes are superstitious as hell. Like, if they're getting on a roll, whether it's the bat or not, stick with it until it doesn't work anymore.
Coming up tonight, it is the leadoff show powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, 7:30. Tommy Wirtz on the air tonight on The Fan. You'll hear Andrew Wagner again there tonight. Jose Quintana against Jordan Hicks tonight. Hicks, you obviously, a lot of people remember from his time with the Cardinals, comes in with a 6 ERA. Quintana has been pretty dang good. Better his first start than his second start, with a sub-1 ERA in this one. I would have to assume that he is surpassing expectations through a first couple of starts. I think people realize how good he was against the Brewers, and then they kind of laughed and said, yeah, but he wasn't that good against everybody else. I kind of looked at it and said, if Chris Hook could fix all these other guys and get them from maybe okay to good or from good to great, what can he do with Jose Quintana possibly? And we might just find out this year.
I agree with you 100%. And listen, here's the thing about Quintana. And I kind of alluded to this when they first signed him in. I made the Jeff Supon reference and he got ticked off. But, like, what people forget is Jeff Supon looked a lot better than he was because he absolutely dominated the Brewers for, like, 10 years or whatever it was. It was the same thing with Quintana. The thing about Quintana, though, is he's not going out there as your number one, as your ace, as the fireballer, as a strikeout artist, as the most dominant pitcher in the game anymore. What he is a veteran guy that has learned over the course of a really surprisingly lengthy career. Like, I looked this up the other day. I didn't realize exactly how long he's been around. Like, he's been in the game forever. He has adjusted and learned that he is going to have to pitch in different ways on different days and even in different innings and change it up from at bat to at bat. And he has that ability to be, he could be a strikeout pitcher if he needs to. He's a ground ball pitcher when he needs to. He's a, you know, flummox guys and keep them guessing in the box. He has a lot of different ways to get you out. He's probably not going to go out there and give you 7-8 innings, you know, all the time anymore. And we've seen that so far. He just doesn't have the arm left. But
he's a guy that's going to go out there every fifth day, take the ball, and even if he doesn't win you the game, he's sure as hell going to give you a chance to.
He is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer, softball player extraordinaire. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Thank you so much for coming on. We will talk again on Friday.
See ya.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.